तपाईं एसपीएस नेपालीको साथमा हुनुहुन्छ।
कोड ब्राउन भनेको यस्तो कोड हो जसले अस्ट्रेलिया भरिका स्वास्थ्य सेवाहरूमा पहिचान पाएको छ। यो कोड देशका कुनै बाह्य कारणले अस्पतालहरूमा चाप बढ्न गएको खण्डमा लागू गरिन्छ। भिक्टोरियाले कोड ब्राउन लागू गरिएको घोषणा गरेपछि संघीय सरकारले सन् 2020 महामारी फैलदै गर्दा निजी अस्पतालहरूसँग गरेको सम्झौता क्रियाशील गराउने खुलासा गर्यो। उक्त सम्झौतामा आवश्यक परेको अवस्थामा निजी अस्पतालहरूले आफ्नो उपकरण, कर्मचारी र अन्य स्रोतहरू सहयोग स्वरूप सार्वजनिक स्वास्थ्य क्षेत्रलाई उपलब्ध गराउने उल्लेख गरिएको छ। अस्ट्रेलियाका निजी अस्पतालहरूको संगठनका प्रमुख कार्यकारी अधिकृत माइकल रफले यो निर्णयको पछाडि कोभिड-19 बिरामीहरूको संख्या उच्च रहनु एक कारण भएको बताएका छन्। तर उनले स्वास्थ्य प्रणालीमा देखिएको यो चाप कोरोना भाइरस मामिलामा वृद्धि भएका कारण मात्र नभएको बताएका छन्।
And I know from the private hospital's perspective, I'm being told that on any given day, somewhere between 10 and 20% of their staff are unavailable, either because they've got COVID or they're isolating because they're a close contact. And obviously that's across the board, nursing staff, doctors, administrative staff, cleaners, catering staff. So it makes it quite a difficult proposition to run a hospital when you know you're going to be down 10 to 20% of your staff, but you don't know which ones are going to be unavailable on any given day.
डेकन विश्वविद्यालयको महामारी सम्बन्धी विषयकी प्रमुख प्रोफेसर क्याथरिन बेनेट भन्छन्, स्वास्थ्य प्रणालीमा ओमिक्रोनले नयाँ चुनौतीहरू थपिदिएको छ।
The incredibly high number of cases in the community that aren't actually translating to worryingly high numbers of people in hospital for the infection. We've dealt with these numbers before, but it's taking more people to hospital with the infection just because the community rates are so high. But we're combining that with this incredible challenge with staff outages. We've got staff who have been infected either at work or not at work. We're trying to manage the hospital situation where you've got a major infection control issue. Whatever the reason someone is in the hospital, we've now got many more numbers of people who are infectious as patients in the hospital and need to be there.
कोड ब्राउन लागू गर्दै गर्दा भिक्टोरिया सरकारले कोभिड-19 मामिलाका कारण अस्पतालहरूमा परेको चाप कम गर्न भन्दै इनभिट्रो फर्टिलाइजेसन अर्थात् आइभीएफ लगायत सम्पूर्ण इलेक्टिभ सर्जरीहरूलाई 3 महिनाका लागि बन्द गर्ने निर्णय गर्यो। आइभीएफ बन्द गर्ने निर्णयको चौतर्फी विरोध भएपछि राज्यका प्रिमियर ड्यानियल एन्ड्रुजले सो निर्णय सच्याएर आइभीएफ उपचारलाई निरन्तरता दिने निर्णय गरे। यस पश्चात इलेक्टिभ सर्जरीको परिभाषाभित्र रहेका कमजोरी पनि बाहिर आयो। केही स्वास्थ्य प्रक्रियालाई यो परिभाषाभित्र राख्दा कुनै प्रक्रिया कति आवश्यक छ भन्ने कुरालाई कम आकलन गरिएको भनाइहरू आए। प्रोफेसर माइकल रफ भन्छन्, उक्त शब्दलाई परिवर्तन गर्न जरुरी छ।
I think the issue is that there's a common misconception that elective surgery is optional, and that's not the case. The definition of elective surgery means anything that's not emergency surgery. So if you have somebody coming in with major trauma from a car crash or an accident or somebody who's got acute appendicitis, obviously that can't be postponed and that surgery has to take place. Elective really means anything that can be planned or deferred for 24 hours. So there's still a lot of urgent surgery that is included under the term elective. So maybe we need to move away from the term elective and talk about urgency categories.
कोड ब्राउन लागू गरेपछि केही असन्तुष्टि, विरोध र निराशाका आवाज सुनिए पनि यसलाई नकारात्मक रूपमा मात्र लिन नहुने भन्दै प्रोफेसर बेनेटले यसरी स्रोतहरूको परिचालन गरिँदा आउँदा हप्ताहरूमा अस्पतालहरूमा देखिएको चाप कम गर्नेमा आशा व्यक्त गरेकी छन्।
We start to see those numbers stabilize. It will keep the pressure on the hospitals for a few weeks. But as we start to see less people in the community with the virus, less virus being taken in, less workers being impacted, that we should see this turnaround.
Like, share, recommend, gornuhos. SBS Nepali, Facebook, ma saath dinuhos.